Today on Japan Business News and Real Estate, times are tough. Legislation suggests it may be time to offload older properties, and the pandemic's slippery slope gives rise to distressed property opportunities in the ski industry. I'm Pretty Donnelly, Sales and Marketing Manager with Nippon Tradings International. Thanks for joining us. Japan's ski business has been severely affected by COVID-19, and across the industry in Japan, down between 75% and 95%. Some operators have already been forced to shut down. In December, Yubari Resort, which operates hotels and related facilities in Hokkaido, announced it would be filing for bankruptcy. In the world as we knew it pre-pandemic, Kamori Kenko operated hotels and ski facilities in the Hokkaido resort town of Ruzutsu, with 800 rooms usually fully booked throughout the month of January every year, with guests from all over the world, Dubai, Australia, Hong Kong, Scandinavia. Although things have certainly changed, operators and those who depend on northern Japan's winter conditions for their livelihoods say they are still optimistic, saying, "It's too late for this season, but Japan is still a bucket list destination for skiers, and if everyone is vaccinated over the coming months and the numbers start to come down, then I think next year could be fantastic." There are countless frustrated winter sports fans who are stuck at home wishing they were on the slopes. They have saved their money this year and they are just itching to get back here. Some investors also believe in a more promising season next year and looking for ski resort and villa opportunities in the COVID distressed market. In 2022, new and revised legislation will be enacted affecting the management of apartment complexes that are over 40 years old. For this reason, clients are offloading old properties. The issue is that many of these older buildings suffer from mismanagement, delinquent in monthly building fees, operating on depleted accumulated funds pool necessary for maintenance and renovations, and lack of regular structural renovation and repair plans, and are slowly and steadily becoming unsafe for residents and neighbors. This situation, which is further escalated by the frequency of earthquakes, typhoons, and other weather conditions. As a solution, the government will conduct compliance checks on owner unions and building management documentation to ascertain whether regular owner union meetings are being held, monthly fees being collected, and renovation plans drawn and executed. Buildings in compliance will be issued a compliance certificate, while those that are deemed too old and costly to maintain will be advised to create a separate reserve fund pool to allow for safe demolition and disposal of the structure before they fall into ruin. While this is a welcome initiative necessary to maintain urban appeal and safety, the new proposed framework is likely to have a substantial effect on the profitability of these older apartments. There are a great many investors who target older and smaller units as the main component of their investment portfolio in Japan for their higher yields. Buildings which suffer from less than stellar management will most definitely suffer from either an extremely sharp monthly fee hike once more comprehensive renovation and maintenance plans are drawn and carried out in order to comply with the new legislation. As well, well-managed buildings may also suffer sharper monthly fee hikes than previously expected in order to bring them up to speed under the new regulations. And this will translate into an equally sharp drop in annual rental yields. Or, owners will immediately lose a large portion of their market value as a result of failing to comply and not receiving their quote-unquote good management certificate. For this reason, we recommend avoiding purchasing units in co-owned buildings that are 35 years or older, and if you are holding such assets, consider selling them before their market value potentially drops off a cliff as the legislation date approaches. Feel free to contact us for advice on how to evaluate the extent under which your portfolio may be affected by this new legislation. On the whole, property prices have been pretty soft as a result of the pandemic, particularly in Tokyo, Yokohama, Kawasaki, Osaka, Kobe, and Nagoya. We have seen an increase in new investors to the Japanese property market. If you are interested in our ebook on the basics of investing in Japanese real estate, please reach out to us at info@nippontradings.com. Thanks for listening. We are a Japanese proxy helping foreigners access properties in the second largest real estate economy in the world for investment purposes and for personal use. Until next time, this is Pretty, keeping you informed of the latest trends, business news, and featured properties in the Japanese real estate market.